The Brethren by Beverly Lewis, published by Bethany House. If Isaac's mama were still alive and knew her son's bones were being dredged up, she would surely be weeping now. 'Cause it was all I could do to choke back tears walking past the people's cemetery this morning. Our sacred knoll was blocked off with yellow police ribbon, and there were Englishers swarming about like so many ants on a hill. It was bad enough when Zeke was causing havoc at home, but this? Seems to me he must have gone completely berserk to say he killed his 4-year-old brother all those years ago. And why? It makes not a whit of sense that Zeke and Isaac should be another Cain and Abel. And the brethren must surely think the same. The people are all abuzz about Zeke's arrest, but I can't allow myself to stew, 'cause I need all my strength and courage to help dear Essie and her children who are floundering so. Even though Essie is holding fast to her newfound faith, she also seems to be holding her breath about Zeke. We all are, really. 'Cause what one person may be found guilty of affects us all. I'm holding my breath, too, counting the days till my 6-month promise ends and I can return to easel and paintbrush. I miss my art, and I'm itching to start up again. I miss Ben Martin, too. Someone came along and snatched up the job at the harness shop, according to my cousin Julia, freeing Ben to return home to Kentucky. But I still see him in my dreams at night. Daydreams.